Those who have fled armed conflict and serious human rights abuses find themselves unable to seek refuge and protection in Kenya. We are very, very concerned at the forcible returns of Somali to southern and central Somalia, which is in complete violation of international human rights law and of Kenya's refugee legislation.
Now, the report talks about some 8,000 Somali refugees who had fled the border into Kenya, and you're saying there was an incident last month regarding them. Would you tell us about that?
Yes. Last month, basically in Beletawo, which is a border town in Somalia, but close to the border with Kenya and with Ethiopia, pro-Somali government forces attacked the town, which is controlled by Al-Shabaab, the armed Islamist group, and civilians had to flee the fighting because, as you may know, parties to the conflict in Somalia fight in such an indiscriminate manner that any civilian who stays around them is at risk of being killed or injured. So about 8,000 people fled to Kenya, and they stayed close to the border. And a few days later, the Kenyan authorities, the provincial authorities, ordered them to return back to Somalia. 3,000 of them were forced back in, and then a day later, the Kenyan police crossed the border into Somalia to push them even further, just at the time when we didn't know when combats would restart, and these people are still in Somalia and are still at risk of a very unpredictable situation.
Now, Kenya closed its border with Somalia back in December 2006, to prevent an influx of Somalis because of the violence in that country. So doesn't it have a right to prevent Somalis from entering the country?
No, it doesn't have a right to prevent people seeking asylum from entering the country. We acknowledge that Kenya has legitimate security concerns regarding the activities of Somali armed groups, for instance, Al-Shabaab. And it is true that since the border was closed, Al-Shabaab has expanded its control over territory in Somalia, including in the regions bordering the border with Kenya. I mean, it is a fundamental human right enshrined in Kenyan law, in convention by the Organization of Africa Unity, and on the UN Refugee Convention. It is a fundamental right that people who are fleeing violence, persecution, and abuse are able to find refuge and protection in another country.
Where could the Somali refugees go, considering we hear that the Dadaab camps are extremely overcrowded?
First of all, the Dadaab camps should be expanded. There's an agreement between the Kenyan authorities and the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, to allocate more land, to extend one of the camps, and in the future build a fourth camp. But at the moment, things are not progressing very quickly. There's also a lot of Somali people who attempt to reach the urban areas of Kenya, the vast majority in Nairobi, the capital, where they try to seek a better life. We're also asking the international community to step in much more and to help Kenya in sharing responsibility for this massive refugee crisis from Somalia. It is unfair that Kenya is shouldering the lion's share of responsibility for these Somali refugees just because they are neighbors to Somalia.